Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you very much, Jay. Today we come to a study of the prophetic book of Daniel, which is actually a timeline for the Gentile peoples of this world. Also, in our study today, we'll see that Daniel 10 gives us the real reasons for studying Bible prophecy. I'm also going to give you the order to read and study the book of Daniel. We don't read chapters 1 through 12. We'll give you that in just a moment. However, before I give you these helps in studying Daniel, I need to give you some background of world events at the time the prophecy of Daniel was written.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, what was going on just prior to the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, who was the crown prince, his father was the king of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar was given the responsibility of going out to try to defeat the Assyrians. You remember the Assyrians had defeated and taken into captivity the 10 tribes in the north, which was known as Israel. And so as the crown prince, he led the army of the Babylonians, and he went up and he defeated the Syrians. The Egyptians had come up this land bridge, which is known as Israel, came up to this location and tried to assist the Assyrians in defeating the Babylonians. But Nebuchadnezzar prevailed, and he defeated not only the Assyrians, he started to push the Egyptians. They were retreating, going back into the Sinai and on back into Egypt and northern Africa. While this was all going on, his father died. And he was, the crown prince means you're the heir apparent, so he was made the king of Babylon. He hears this news, so he starts back up the Via Maris, which is the way of the sea. That's the travel route he was traveling. He got about to where we know Tel Aviv is today. It wasn't then. And he starts across making the quickest route that he can take over to Babylon. He comes through Jerusalem, and he sees an unbelievably beautiful building. It's the temple that King Solomon had built as a first installment for the Davidic covenant that God said, I will let your son build a temple, and then his kingdom will be set up forever. So he starts across, he comes into Jerusalem, he doesn't understand what's going on in this temple. He sees all these priests, he sees them sacrificing animals. He says, man, something's different than I've ever seen. And if I'm going to be the ruler of the world now, because he would then rule the entire known world as king of Babylon, he said, I've got to deal with this situation. So he took four young men, all from royal families there in Jerusalem. Daniel, what were their names? No, their names are Ananias, Azariah, and Mishael. When they got to Babylon, they were given ungodly names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Ananias, Azariah, Mishael, and Daniel. They are taken into the Babylonian captivity, and this then begins chapter 1 of the book of Daniel. Before I get started, I'm going to go through the entire 12 chapters of the book to give you an overview of the book of Daniel. And let me tell you why. Remember, we talked about there were three members of the human family, Gentiles, Jews, and Christians. We focused on the Jewish people, but there are three members of the human family, Gentiles, Jews, and Christians. And each of these members of the human family has a timeline for that member of the family. The book of Daniel is a timeline for the Gentiles. It brings into existence what we know in prophetic terms used in the Bible, the times of the Gentiles. You remember in the Olivet Discourse, Luke chapter 21, verse 24, Jesus Christ said, and Jerusalem should be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. But this establishes the times of the Gentiles. There would be eight Gentile world powers. Revelation chapter 17 tells us that. Remember, he says, there have been five. Now, well, who were the five? The Egyptian, the Assyrian, the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, and the Grecian. There is one now, the sixth, the Roman Empire. That's what was in power when John the Revelator wrote the book. There will be a seventh. That will be the revived Roman Empire. And then out of the seventh will come the eighth. He will be a part of the seventh. And that's talking about the rule and reign of the Gentile world leader known as the Antichrist. And so it is that this begins basically the times of the Gentiles when Daniel and his buddies are taken into captivity. And Daniel is a timeline of how that is going to unfold. We'll look at the book of Ezekiel. That's a timeline for the Jewish people. And then we'll look at the book of Revelation, which is a timeline for the Christian people. If you're going to know what God is doing, unlock his plans for the future, you've got to look at the three members of the human family, watch each of these members of the human family, see where they are on the timeline that God gave these ancient Jewish prophets, and then you can make some determination as to what's going to happen in the future. Now, of course, I'm just not wanting you to know this for that knowledge. I'm wanting you to know it. I want to know it for the purpose of appropriating these truths and then living in light of this whole thing. Let me just show you an interesting phrase here in Daniel chapter 10. What happened in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel wanted to know more about what God was giving him. And in this time, he prayed and actually fasted for a 3-week, 21-day period of time. When I believe the heavenly visitor that was sent, Jesus Christ, came to him, he comes and he says a very interesting thing unto Daniel. Look here at verse 12. Then said he unto me, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand what God's going to do." We need to understand. Daniel set the example. We must understand, and God has graciously given us the Word of God to understand the times in which we're living. In fact, back in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2, Daniel reading the book of Jeremiah was to determine where he was in God's time. And Daniel, who never had one negative statement made about him, what did he do once he understood where he was? See, Jeremiah, he was reading chapter 25, verse 11, chapter 29, verse 10, where it says, "Jerusalem shall be in desolation for a 70-year period of time." Daniel was taken out of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar to Babylon when he was 15 years old. At that time, he was 85 years old when he was reading Jeremiah for his quiet time. And he was able to subtract 15 from 85, that's 70. Man, we are now at that time when everybody's going to be going back to Jerusalem. So what did Daniel do? He had the knowledge. He set his heart to understand, but he fell on his knees. He fell on his face. He confessed his sins. Nothing is ever negative stated about him. Yet Daniel fell upon his knees. That's what it says here. Jesus said to him, "Since you set your heart to understand," now notice the second phrase and the second purpose for studying Bible prophecy, "to chasten thyself before thy God." I've been teaching prophecy. And as I teach prophecy, I overlap with some of the things I say. I could read every book of the Bible. For example, I'm going to be talking about Babylon. The word Babylon is used 292 times in the scriptures. It's used in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Michael in the Old Testament. It's used in Matthew, Acts, 1 Peter, and Revelation in the New Testament. So if I'm going to teach the Bible, I'm going to overlap. But may I just say something? I don't see the world changing. If you understand the times in which we're living, there ought to be some change. And that's what Daniel is told by Jesus. You've set your heart to understand, but then to chasten yourself. That's the whole purpose for studying Bible prophecy. That's the whole purpose for understanding God's plan for the future. Not just so you can go away and brag about the knowledge you have. That's not why I want to teach it. I didn't come here to teach that purpose for studying Bible prophecy. I don't study Bible prophecy myself for that purpose. I want to stay pure. What did Paul say to Titus? He said, "Titus, lay aside ungodliness and worldly lust," Titus chapter 2. "Live soberly, godly, and righteously." I can almost hear Titus say to Paul, "Paul, how do I lay aside that which is wrong? How do I live that which is right?" Paul answered immediately, "Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ." He that hath, I told you the other day, he that hath this hope within him, purifying himself. So please forgive me if I am redundant in some of the things, but as you take the scriptures and open them, you see these things over and over. I believe I need to be reminded of them. Possibly you do too, so that we go out in this world and live in light of that. As I travel from church to church, and I don't know your church, I don't know if I've ever been in any of your churches, but as I travel church to church, I don't see a real understanding of the coming of the Lord. I don't see it in their service. I see the pastors having services at 8 o'clock in the morning. Why in the world do you have a service at 8 o'clock in the morning, Pastor? Oh, my people like to play golf on Sunday afternoon. I'm not against golf. But I don't think you arrange your study of the Word of God so you can go out and play a golf game. I don't believe that is the right priority. Not if we understand Jesus Christ is coming again. And when I see some of the attire, on women and their husbands and their fathers allowing them to dress like that. Folks, I don't see the purity like I see in Daniel. Falling upon his face and saying, I'm sorry. I confess my sins. I confess the sins of my people. That's what Bible prophecy is all about. And so if I can continue to remind you of where it is. Daniel. Let me tell you about Daniel. Daniel, it is a specific plan of God laid out in his book. If you have a piece of paper and a pencil, jot down the way you read through Daniel. You do not read, there's 12 chapters in the book of Daniel, you do not read through them numerically. Chapters 1 through chapter 12. That's not how the way you read the book of Daniel. You read the book of Daniel this way. Here are the chapter orders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Did you get that? If you're going to study Daniel, let me give it to you again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Now, why is that the case? Look over here at chapter 5 just a moment. Chapter 5 of the book of Daniel. Chapter 5 is the record of the destruction of the Babylonian Empire by the Medo-Persian Empire. Look here in verse 30. In that night was Belshazzar, I believe he was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, who was now the leader of the Babylonian Empire. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. Okay, that's chapter 5. Look at chapter 7, verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, chapter 8, verse 1. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar. I think it's pretty hard to be killed one day and then to start reigning as the king of Babylon days later and for the next 3 years. So that's why you read in that order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 12. There are a number of chapters in the book of Daniel that are practical, and there are four main chapters that are prophetic. A number of chapters practical, and a number of chapters that are prophetic.
As you stop to reflect on our study of Daniel today, please remember that Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, says there are two reasons for studying Bible prophecy. We, as Daniel, must set our hearts to understand the times in which we're living. And as we understand these times, according to the end of time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy, we must chasten our hearts and determine to live pure lives as we await the shout by Jesus Christ to join him in the heavens at the rapture. By the way, the rapture could happen even today. Should the rapture not happen today, next week on the broadcast, we'll study the two sections of Daniel, one very practical and the other prophetic. But right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of our study on Daniel.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...